Chapter 16. More problems for Jay. Marcel ran to Karsten's flat. When he got there, he looked through everything in the flat, breaking many things because he had to find the jewellery quickly. At this time, Jay was standing at the beginning of the catwalk. He waited nervously until his music began. His legs felt rigid, but he put one leg in front of the other and started to walk. Suddenly, he remembered everything from the agency, and he started to feel better. "Hey, this is okay," he thought with surprise. "This is fun." He began to enjoy walking to the rhythm of the music and people looking at him. He could feel he was walking correctly. Jay reached the end of the catwalk and turned slowly, just like Karsten Peters did in all the DVDs. The expression on his face was serious, just like Karsten, but as soon as he left the catwalk, he smiled happily. "That wasn't too bad at all," he thought as he returned to the dressing room. His helper was waiting with more clothes. Jay did many walks, enjoying himself and feeling relaxed. "Maybe Tori was right," he thought. "Maybe I could work as a model." But when he started a walk towards the end of the show, he got a surprise. At the end of the catwalk, he suddenly saw Marcel in the audience. He was watching Jay very angrily. Jay suddenly felt very nervous. "He knows," Jay thought. "He knows I'm not Karsten Peters. How does he know?" The other end of the catwalk appeared very far away. Jay wanted to run, but he was careful to walk slowly. Finally, he arrived backstage. He was very nervous. "I must escape," he thought. "I must take my bag with the jewellery." He returned to the makeup room, opened the cupboard quickly, and took the bag.
"What are you doing?" the makeup artist asked. "There's no time to play stupid games. Sit down."
Jay was unable to move, so he sat while the makeup artist put strange creams on his face.
"What's happening?" Jay wanted to ask, but he remembered he couldn't talk.
The makeup artist saw the look on Jay's face.
"Relax, Karsten," he said. "The next walk is the fancy dress walk. You will dress as a vampire."
3 minutes later, Jay had a white face and black eyes and lips. His blonde hair stood up in spikes. He looked very frightening.
"Now, put on the cape," said the makeup artist. "Someone will come to help you. Then stand at the beginning of the catwalk. Hurry, there's not much time."
"A cape. Good," Jay thought. "I can hide the bag under it."
The helper dressed Jay in a long black cape. When the helper left, Jay hid the bag under the cape. Then he didn't have any other option, so he stood at the beginning of the catwalk and waited to walk out. He had to do the last walk. Jay went onto the catwalk, looking for Marcel. There he was. He was walking next to the catwalk, following Jay's movements, looking angry. Suddenly, Marcel put his hand in an inside pocket of his jacket, and Jay saw him take something silver-coloured from his pocket.
"Oh no, he's got a gun," thought Jay. He was very frightened.